Hello guys, just jumping in here with three very quick messages.
First of all, a quick reminder that me and Mark are at the Edinburgh Fringe this year, so do please get yourself tickets to that.
Or spread the word to anyone you think might like our shows.
Second of all, we love doing the pod, but it does cost money to run.
By which we mean we have to pay for producer Alfie's outrageous lifestyle of beans, cheese and pints.
So if you'd like to support the pod, you can for as little as £3 a month. Please head to patreon.com/dirtylaundry_pod.
Benefits include access to podcast episodes a week early, bonus content unreleased to the public, extra content me and Jamie make during the week, the chance to suggest guests, seasonal pub quizzes and biannual meetups.
And finally, just a thank you for your continued support. Please remember to tell your friends, give us 5 stars, subscribe to the pod on Spotify, and write a nice review on Apple. Basically, do whatever you can to help us keep growing.
Thank you, guys.
Let's get back to the pod.
Dirty Laundry. But
then even knowing that there's going to be these two beautiful men, scantily clad, involved in the sketch.
Oh, sorry, you want to hit on those men. Yeah. I thought you were being like, why doesn't he think I'm beautiful?
Oh, no, not that. Well, that too. Yeah. You've introduced another type.
Stunning, scantily clad men. How is this not my casting call?
Why is he hiring actors? He's got one right here. Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Jamie D'Souza and Mark Bittlestone. Jamie and I are housemates.
Comedians.
And best mates.
And you're my landlord.
Don't you ever forget it.
So it's all wash those dishes, empty those bins, stop doing that with a courgette.
Every week, without question, we do something to annoy each other.
And because we're emotionally stilted young men with narcissistic personality disorders, we thought the best way to solve our weekly household gripes was on a podcast.
Get the washing on. It's time for some dirty laundry. Jamie D'Souza, how the ruddy hell are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the sunny weather.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thank you very much. You too. Should we introduce that?
Looking hot.
Thank you. That's you too.
Through gritted teeth.
Right, let's introduce our guest, who is the wonderful Abby Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for joining us. Fantastic comedian, Abby Clark.
Say her job.
Just because we have had non-comedians on.
Ugh.
Yeah, what's that about?
Why?
James Tricky. We're also joined by our producer, Alfie Evers.
Not really joined, and is he really a producer?
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago he didn't have a laptop that works, he had to use mine. This week he's only bought 3 microphones and there's 4 of us in the room.
No, I brought 4 microphones, just an XLR cable for any audio production people out there. That's failed me. And I normally have a spare one. I thought you'd have a spare one, but you don't. So for anyone who's tuned in just for me.
I'm going to live edit. That's boring. No one's doing that.
Abby and Alfie are sharing a mic, which is going to be incredibly tense throughout.
You were warning me about your arguments. It's going to be this sofa today.
Yeah. So if you hear a little less of Alfie this week, then that is why.
Listeners,
let us know how that is for you.
Yeah. Imagine this week we get 10 times the listens all of a sudden. But yeah, I think Alfie, you know, please do, if you feel like, you know, like you have a zinger.
I'm sure if you shout or scream.
I can do it in post, to be honest.
Brilliant.
Oh, God, that's going to be so bad. just loads of, like, just us talking, then a massive gap, and then your mum from Alfie.
Why were Alfie's jokes so much better constructed this week?
He's had weeks to think of them.
Genuinely an entire week. Right. Good. Abby, how are you? How have you been?
I'm all right. I've been okay.
It's your first time around the house, right?
It is my first time around the house.
Betty the dog as well.
Betty the dog is gorgeous, stunning.
Because I've been told you're specifically a fan of Dachshunds.
I am,
is that
actually,
right?
I didn't used to be.
Oh, yeah.
But then obviously I've shopped around and borrowed my doggy. Nice. And turns out real soulmates.
Yeah.
Well, that or a Whippet or an Italian Greyhound, which I really didn't think I'd want because they look like they're going to snap.
Yeah, they have that vibe about them.
Yeah.
I would say Whippets and Italian Greyhounds probably have gentler personalities.
I think what it is they're actually the most like cats, and I think maybe I just want a cat.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But a cat that I can take places. So that's
and very aggressive and loud as well.
Yeah. Well, that's the downside of a Dachshund, but also
Whippets and Greyhounds generally very chilled, often too timid. They can be very easily frightened. Whippets.
Really? So yeah. You prefer frightening them, do you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
How many whippets have you frightened?
It's like Monsters, Inc., but with whippets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's cute.
That would be so cute.
Have a good sketch.
Write it down.
Monsters, Inc., but with whippets.
Oh, and you're just terrifying them.
Where do you no, don't tell the pod, actually. I was about to say, where do you live? But we
London, you say London.
London. Yeah, London. Yeah, I do live in London.
Yeah,
now.
Lovely stuff. Mm. Who do you live with?
I live with two girls called Ali and Ash.
Oh, no. Are they comics?
No.
Oh, it's a AAA.
Yeah.
Oh, and, wow.
That's big.
It means I can borrow their A necklaces.
yes, that's
and that's about it. That's all of the perks.
But that's a big perk.
It's a big perk, right?
Yeah.
Who's first alphabetically? Because you must be all used to being top of the perch.
I think I'm. I am.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
B, surely, and then Clark. ABC.
Yeah,
I've got them all.
ABC's nice. Yeah,
like
yeah,
come at me. Try and beat that.
That's massive.
That's good.
If like Abby Brown turns up, that's all. That would be my issue.
Let her
but
in.
No
or
B's.
Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you meet them?
Facebook.
Really?
Facebook.
Yeah, well, you meet all your best serial killers and perverts. Yeah. So,
like as in moving into the area?
Yeah, just like one of the Facebook pages. I like.
That's great.
I just...
Good for you.
I saw it, went to a viewing.
And then the same normal people.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But like in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's great.
In a way, I think often... living with people you don't know can be good, right? Because you don't have, you're not worried about potentially, you know, canoning a relationship into
a knowing look.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like you don't have to be friends, but then if you are, it's a big perk.
It's a bonus. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you ever lived with an enemy before?
Ooh, yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my final year of uni, I had a massive falling out with
Classic.
My best friend.
Oh shit, have you patched things up now?
Nope.
No.
We don't talk.
Oh, really? Oh my god.
What happened? Did you get into it?
It was all wrapped up in my first breakup. It was all very sad.
Yeah.
Tied up. Yeah.
Breakdown period of my life. But we were living just two people in a flat. And so then for the last term of uni, we didn't talk despite being the only people in the flat.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That sounds so awkward.
Yeah, it's not funny actually when you say it.
That's
it's just like
but what did you do about like working out taking the bins out and stuff like that? Like surely you had to talk then.
Well.
Yeah. I'm not taking the bins out while I've lived here.
Ever.
It's just not my kind of thing that I enjoy. I enjoy doing different stuff. That's
what stuff do you do?
Like sitting around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any chores?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite chore? That's a fun question for our first date.
Yeah. That is, yeah. What chores do I do?
I don't think you do communal.
Put stuff in the dishwasher when I've done with them sometimes.
Yeah,
when
I'd say
that's
I do
good.
That for at least half of your things. Yeah. Maybe, you know, you do some of your own things. You wipe your own
bum. Yeah. It'd be nice to have a bit of help every now and then. Actually, no, that'd be my idea of hell.
But it's, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that it was a relationship that ended up making it more complicated. Because, of course, you know, Jamie moved in and then, well, actually, it preceded you moving in, didn't it?
But we'd already agreed that I was moving in.
We agreed that Jamie was moving in, and then he started shagging me. No, he started.
I was like, "What is this? What is gossip ever?"
Yeah,
you know, Jamie's girlfriend is my. Sorry, there's no reason why you wouldn't know this, but Jamie's girlfriend Ruby is one of my best friends from uni.
I did not know that.
Did you not?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, so you can't fuck this up, Jamie.
I know there's a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah. You'll lose everything.
And I probably will fuck
it
up.
He's done almost everything in his ages to fuck it up.
The chance of me being homeless and single in the next 3 months is almost a certainty.
Yeah. There's now so many. Alfie's pointing at himself.
Sorry, I just assumed. Yeah.
He heard the phrase.
No, but that's not a joke.
For previous listeners, that's my thing.
Yeah, but Alfie was homeless and single, 2 months ago?
Yeah,
2 months ago, and that.
Yep.
And he's come through it.
Yeah.
So maybe I could come through it as well.
Yeah.
If you're now in a house and in a relationship.
You're asking me whether I'm single or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice move, Abby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But and yeah. No, to answer on Alfie's behalf, he has a home, a sort of big warehouse in Stoke Newington.
Of course.
Yeah. Clissold, near Clissold Park, is that right? Yeah, I think we can tell people where Alfie lives.
Yeah, no, that's if anything, house prices will go down in the area.
but still single, so any listeners. Mm. Although
that's an interesting. So if me and Ruby, heaven forfend, did split up.
Great language. Wow. No, that's perfect.
Someone reads.
It's a little bit much. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even really know what it means.
It's a bit far from brimstone. Yeah. But fair play.
Okay, but heaven forfend, we split up.
Yeah.
Whose side would you take?
Out of principle, probably Ruby's.
Right.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Okay,
yeah.
Why don't you do a podcast with Ruby then?
That podcast would be like, here come the squelchers
so
or something.
Bad, so
me and
annoying.
Ruby both have just this weird, gross sense of humor. We've made like loads of characters that live in this universe on their own, and Jamie hates it.
Mark and Ruby, Mark and Ruby weaponize in jokes. That's yeah,
what yeah. Oh, that is
like,
annoying.
They'll do an Irish accent all the time, and it's so annoying. I've never spoken to Ruby about it, but I actually hate it. So
Jamie
much.
Will be in the room. Me and Ruby will be talking. Jamie won't really be able to contribute for about an hour. It's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it's such a nick when people start doing a bit.
Yeah. Mm. This is, I think, less of a bit because it's just like, it's not something that is funny to anyone apart from us.
Yeah, it's not. They have these characters called the Wazchucks.
I can tell. Oh, I mean, already
that, like, where does that even begin, though?
Oh,
like,
I don't, it's not worth asking. I regret. But each, yeah, Alfie's saying wind up. Extemporize.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wazchucks began because me and Ruby actually did comedy at uni together, like sketch
Angry
comedy.
Ruskin, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we were just like bored and someone was like, we have to make up ideas. We just deliberately threw like idiotic ideas into the ring. We were like, oh, what about these characters called like the Wazchucks? Yeah. And then... But then we actually developed them, just me and her, and like quote unquote wrote an entire show that they're in.
And what are they?
They're sort of like semi-humanoid characters, but each of them has like a name and then a one personality trait.
So why don't you tell them about Scalabria? That's a good example.
Scalabria was the original Wazchuk, and he...
Oh my god.
Sure.
How are he?
Yeah, well,
I thought it was she.
I'd say no. Scalabria is definitely he, they.
Right, sure.
They're all he or she, they. I'd say all just they, them. Scalabria, when you're on stage, whistles you over to a plug that's off stage and just points it out.
So it's that level of inanity. It's honestly, it's so boring and it's so stupid. But also, Ruby's got synesthesia, right?
Yeah.
Which means what's something, that?
It's when like. Loads of things are linked. So every word is linked to a colour. But I think sometimes... So if you say the word penguin to her, like a colour, like pictures in her brain.
Yeah, and like dates also correspond to colours, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. But it means she's got like a really good memory. But also it means... She's basically got a perfect memory.
It's crazy.
Which is for me. Do you know what I mean? Remembers every fault I've ever done. No,
yeah, yeah.
But if... Sometimes if... I think if two words are a similar colour, she'll make an association... Does that make sense? So say if I'm talking about trains, which sounds about right for me, to be fair,
which you often
and then
do,
trains are the colour blue, but then for her, maybe like cobwebs are also the colour blue. Mm. So I'll be like, we need to get this train, and then Ruby will be like, oh, do you remember cobwebs?
Yeah,
like, what are you talking about? But it means that she's always doing that with Wazchucks.
The bottom line, she's mental. Yeah, yeah, yeah. that whole bit. Was
I
just
didn't really want to say my government was mental on a podcast, but yeah, in as many words as possible, that is what I just said.
You thought you'd chew up 3 minutes of valuable time by telling us the exact issue she has. But I think we have
and
quite
you
a sweet...
packaged it nicely.
Yeah. Mm. Bottom line, though, just vis-a-vis your disastrous housemate situation, you know, we now have... There's so many ties now binding us together, notwithstanding this podcast, that, you know, there's a lot on the line.
Yeah, tense.
Yeah. Yeah,
so why would you take Ruby's side? We've just talked about how fucking mental she is.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I probably...
This podcast can be the breakup.
I said she's not actually, just to be clear. Yeah.
Well, I've known her for longer and that feels like...
How you judge
is that what wins?
But that feels like
just
a sufficiently
time.
Arbitrary reason.
Really?
Do you believe you have to pick?
Definitely.
If we had like a really
Thank
bitter
you.
Break.
Yeah. I'm not going
to
Well,
you think you do have to pick?
Well, I don't think you have to pick, but I do think you do.
Yeah. Good answer.
Like, you know, public statement. Yeah, guys, no, you don't have to pick friends. But if you don't pick me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then clearly you've picked
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what would you count as a pick? So like literally never speaking to the other person again?
Or yeah, like just... obviously my ideal would be that person just dies.
Yeah, that's top tier.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
In this instance, Jamie, yeah.
Put our hit on me onto the podcast.
Easy, easy.
I guess step down from that.
Move away.
Oh, God, yeah. If they could move abroad.
If they move to a bad place, though.
Yeah, bad place where there's no hot people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically death.
Death again.
As good as.
Options one and two are both death.
The death or move to Hull, I think is basically yeah, what you just described.
No light.
No hot people. Sorry to any Hull.
Tronzo in winter. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's tricky because you're not allowed to ask anyone to pick, but you want them to just make it that decision on their
yeah.
own.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, no, I am only joking. I think I would just still be mates with both of you because I don't think
well,
either of you...
after what she did to me.
Well, quite. if you let me finish, I don't think either of you are cool enough to do something bad. Like, who are you yeah. cheating on each other with?
Okay, but weird. Here's the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your birthday party.
Great.
And
I'm liking this already.
It's all about you, this cake.
Go but on, Abby.
Selfish dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
But they can't bear to be in the same room as each other, you know?
That's break not too
ups,
far off
break
now,
ups fresh, is hurting.
Yeah.
Which one do you invite?
Well, I would invite them both and they can just work it out. I mean, I've got two... Like,
cop out.
That,
cop
yeah,
out.
Boo.
If you had to pick...
In that scenario, if I had to pick, I mean, but is the context the same? Do I live with Jamie? I would
no,
have.
No, I've moved out.
I have a birthday barbecue here. What are you telling me? Has to
I have to stay in my room.
You stay in your room.
Look out the window, like Lisa Simpson.
Yeah.
The thing is, reference. Also, they are both turn up guests.
But isn't you know? Also because then, like, if you're saying they work it out between themselves, one of them's not coming. So, like, which one do you want? Would you rather?
Mm.
Be there.
Well, Jamie's not drinking this year.
Oh.
So,
so no one wants you there.
That's, yeah. Easy. Yeah. That's easy.
I'm not invited anyway. That's it.
But no, it's difficult. I mean, I've got two uncles who don't get on with each other.
They used to date.
They used to fuck. It got, I did a podcast with one of them.
What do you mean you got two uncles?
Who don't get on with each other.
Are they brothers?
Exactly.
Right, okay.
And... you know, we would invite them both and then be like, you two freaks need to sort it out. It's not our issue. If you turn up at
yeah,
the
same... Yeah, but it sounds like in that scenario, you didn't really want either of them there.
No, I like them. I love them both.
Who do you prefer?
Yeah, you just... You definitely are they, prefer are these, one.
Is this Sammy's...
Sammy's dad and yeah. the other... My sister, my mum had two brothers.
So right, okay.
These
right,
two. Five. But it's horses for courses. I do different things with each of them. But I think the thing is with Jamie and Ruby, right? If they, you know, again, heaven forfend.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to Google that later.
I think, yeah, yeah.
I think you end up overstating how much of an issue it would be because, like, actually, they wouldn't really end up hanging out afterwards, naturally, really, apart from through me. You don't really have any other mutual friends that you would...
Monica?
I think Ruby's relationship with Monica would possibly wither away.
Oh,
this
sad.
Is Jamie's
He's
mad.
Monica.
So I'm sort of friends with...
Most of Jamie's friends are women in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
That's Love that
true.
For you.
And they're all bonkers as well.
Yeah.
Actually, Sarah's a big listener, so that's harsh. But she is fucking bonkers. Have you met... She's
You're just calling every
scared.
Woman in your life bonkers. Yeah. It's actually incredibly misogynistic, yeah. Anna.
Well, welcome to the show. But... Do you know Sarah
it's
Bowles?
A lot less misogynistic given that Alfie can't contribute to this one.
Anything you want to say, Alfie?
Not yet.
Goodness me.
Do you know Sarah Bowles? She's been a previous guest. She's
no.
a comic and she's, producer.
Yeah, fantastic character.
But, she's
an absolute
a very good
nag.
Yeah.
She runs...
a nag.
She runs the... Shout out to Bowles.
She books loads of gigs.
Books gigs, runs
they
the...
They don't want to take that back. No, she doesn't really. She's a friend.
She runs the Edinburgh-ish Comedy Awards. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be fine. I think we tend to catastrophize these things. It's like my brother. You're gonna have to focus in on this because a lot of people hear it and they're like, "What?" My two brothers were dating sisters. at one stage. Do we all follow that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alfie, see, you didn't listen. You won't understand.
He just went straight to like a porn section.
Alfie's, yeah. Alfie's immediately, where do I know this storyline from? Oh, yeah. Last night's entertainment.
That reminds me, I need to delete my internet history. Got a few browsers, I got to close. So, they might stop playing out loud by accident.
So they were dating, but my oldest brother, longer term. And then my middle brother broke up with the younger sister. And, you know, everyone, including my sister, was like, oh, this is going to be a disaster, like going forwards. Mm. But it's like, actually, how often do you hang out with your siblings' partner's siblings? Like, never.
That's true.
Your siblings' partner's siblings.
Perhaps like once in the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like a wedding.
Whatever. And also, you've made it really clear on previous podcasts, you have absolutely no respect for Matt as well. So you wouldn't have cared about his feelings anyway.
So have you.
Yeah. Dirty Laundry. Jamie jumping in here, reminding you please to subscribe if you haven't already. Follow our Instagram at dirtylaundry_pod. Give us 5 stars and leave a written review on Apple.
And Mark here to let you know that you can support the podcast by heading to patreon.com/dirtylaundry_pod. Details all on there of the benefits you can receive.
We need you to help us grow.
TikTok is perv o'clock. So let's talk about how our weekends were, whether we did anything fun from a gig perspective or, dare I say, from a non-gig perspective. Mm. Jamie, should we start with you? What were you up to?
I did my recording for the stand-up sketch show on TV, which was
very
fun.
Very exciting. Listeners, make sure you listen out and watch out for it when it comes down the track. When will that be? A few months' time?
A few months' time on ITV8, I think. No, I'm joking. It was actually ITV2. It was actually really fun. It was good. The sketch was about the time I saw a man drown. So as you can imagine, quite fun to film.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't have to go in the river.
Just as an aside, isn't it? It's so amusing, isn't it, when you tell like a non-comedy person about a bit that is like not necessarily funny, and then their stock response is like, "Huh, sounds like a classic comedic anecdote." Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think any of my bits, if I explain them surface level.
Sound
that's
funny,
like
right?
a funny.
The question I hate more than anything is like, worse than people ask you to tell a joke is like, what's your comedy about?
Yeah.
Because I just go like, oh, just about stuff.
I just say me.
Yeah.
Well, as you can imagine, for me in that discussion, like I very much vary my answer depending on who I'm talking to. If it's like someone I think is a real bloke's bloke, I'm not like, it's about being a horrible little bender. Like,
well, you're not horrible.
I am horrible. Yeah.
So what do you say to the straight blokes?
I would not. Well, I think it would depend. Yeah, footy. But I think if I thought they were, I would be like, oh, it's about being gay. But otherwise, I'd just be like, oh, it's just anecdotes about my life, which it is as well.
Yeah. But your eyes sound so boring saying anecdotes about my life. Especially when you're saying to someone in an office where you work with them and you both have boring lives.
Yeah.
Do you get people being like, oh, you're going to make me a bit?
Yeah. Which is so embarrassing when they say that.
I'm like, oh, you got to do something funny first.
Yeah. It's just like...
I'll tell you what's awful on that. I sometimes get that as like after or during or before sleeping with someone.
What, during? This will be great in a sketch. What are you on about? Who's saying that during?
I am nailing this. Yeah. This is hilarious.
Not during the physical act, but like... We were speaking about this last time. For other people, like sex can be like a event.
Yeah.
You know, it can go on for longer than 8 minutes of allotted time.
Yeah.
So like within the session.
Right, they'll mention.
If that makes sense.
If you have a quick drinks break, you weren't listening there.
I just realized I remembered that I got a DM today from someone I went on a date with.
Amazing.
Being like, any fun dating stories as of late?
What?
Right?
That's so
a weird DM.
But he like now follows me on Instagram.
So this person, had you agreed to go on a next date with them? Or was it just like a one and done kind of thing?
It kind of like fizzled out.
Right.
And then I wasn't very interested.
Fine.
But he's kind of continued to follow and message. And he messaged, because I post about my gig tonight.
Sure.
And he messaged, see you there.
No.
And I was like, fuck off, no. And then he's like, ha ha ha, I'm joking. I just wanted to see what you'd react. And then I was like, horrifying. And then he was like, oh, I know we had an awful time, but it wasn't that bad. Any fun dating stories? Like, he's obsessed with being in my show, I swear.
Yeah. That guy sounds weird, man.
Any funny dating stories is such a a sort of way of being like, are you dating anyone else?
Yeah.
Since us.
Yeah, I got a show to write.
Have you got any funny dating stories lately?
No, no good ones, really.
Have you got any good ones, Mark?
No, no good dating stories per se. I did have quite a funny weekend, though.
Yeah,
go on. Can I talk about that?
Yeah,
it is. So I was up doing The Stand in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. Great venue, lovely staff, great gig. Heard of it. And I was on with fantastic comics, Mick McNeil, Jojo Sutherland and Ian Coppinger. So shout out to all of them. And
this has suddenly become a very different podcast.
Yeah. Very formal.
Sorry, Stu Goldsmith.
Just brilliant. anyway, we got on like well on the Friday night and on the early Saturday night show and then had some drinks afterwards. We, like wind forward, you know, Ian and Jojo are like middle age in 50s, 60s, something like that. Wind forward 5 a.m. We're still going in the Stands flat. Jojo, who lives in Edinburgh, just passes out on the sofa.
Are we allowed to say this?
Yeah, it's fine. I come down the next morning. there's chunder on the floor.
No.
Apparently, according to Jojo, Jojo was lying on the sofa. I was like, "What happened?" She's like, "Ian came in at 7 a.m., passed out, standing up, woke himself up, chundered on the floor, and then went back to bed." And I was like, "That's fucking great." That's,
what a legend.
Yeah, what a hero. That's classic stuff. That's what I want to be doing.
You're living the circuit comedian dream of just roofing a gig and then getting shit faced.
Yeah. It felt a lot like how people used to describe the good old days, you know, when comics hung out afterwards. It was really nice actually. Unfortunately I missed my train and got charged £60 for a new ticket.
So really? That's horrifying. Yeah. This sounds like you had a horrible weekend.
They were sick on the floor.
Yeah. Someone vomited in your living room.
I love that kind of thing.
You lost money.
No, I think I had a great time.
You
it's
didn't
good.
Even pull. It's a terrible weekend.
Oh, no, I did, to be fair.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What, in Edinburgh?
Between the gigs.
Between the gigs?
You that's really what fit it in.
That's, that's
well,
what I put on.
If only.
I put it on mine, you're on Mickey's thread.
I don't always read it. Hang on, how long was that between the gigs?
Like 3 hours.
What time in the day?
Like 6 till 9 p.m.
Okay, that is actually, that's quite a good time. So
what did you tell Coppinger?
Great slot. I didn't tell Coppy about hooking up in between gigs.
Have a good one. See you later.
Yeah, even though we were sharing a flat.
Oh, did you bring him back to your flat?
Yeah. And then anyway, between gigs, hook up. There's this guy back at the flat, obviously. I go to there's a shared flat with Ian Coppinger, this other comic. I go to the loo. The guy's still in my room. I go to the loo, but like wearing, you know, boxers, towel over, just in case Ian comes out of his room.
Towel over.
Because the bathroom is just like in the corridor. Just like I'm wearing clothes.
Okay.
On the way to the toilet. In case.
Just your mime really said towel over my face.
Yeah. Also, like, turban.
Where the towel isn't important.
Just then, like dressed as a ghost. Yeah. Couldn't see where I was going.
And then the bloody guy comes out of my room, like, of his own accord, and just walks into the bathroom. But all completely naked, and I'm like, mate, like I share this house. Imagine if Ian just seen this random guy,
are you gonna make a bit out of this?
Yeah, exactly. But then this is really funny. I said, sorry, can you just go back and get some like boxes, you know, for the return journey? And he goes, yeah, sure. Gets boxes, brings them in, and then he does a wee while I'm in the shower, and then he leaves the bathroom, but still just holding the boxes. Like, obviously, I mean, put them on.
What an exhibitionist.
And if Ian sees him and he's like, oh, fair enough, he's done the decent thing.
It's all close.
He thought about it.
To decency.
Yeah, really, really bizarre.
Just carry around boxes with you.
Yeah, very odd.
Nice chap.
Yeah, lovely guy, to be fair. But it was one of those, I was worried he was going to ask if he could come to the gig. Do you know what I mean?
No. Do you invite anyone to gigs?
No.
No.
I wouldn't want...
At what point do you let them come to a gig?
As in someone I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, having said that, the guy...
I was about to grass you up there.
Yeah. The guy I dated, I don't know if I am still dating him. It's a bit fizzly, like yours. But the week... like...
Well, if he's listening to this podcast, he knows.
Yeah, I get the sense he won't be. But anyway, in this 6-day period, we went on 3 dates. We were like quite into it, mm-hmm. which kind of meant that, I mean, you know what it's like with gigging and stuff, kind of he had to come to a gig in that period because otherwise really? I wouldn't have seen him.
He came right? to two, didn't
came
he?
To two, yeah.
But 2 out of 3 dates.
And did they go well?
Yeah, they were. But they were both God. Nice. I wouldn't have invited him to a gig unless
yeah,
I was.
I don't
like,
think you ever can predict.
You know, never predict for sure. But this was like cloud nine. Lovely gig.
Yeah.
Like, nice. But run by comics. So one of those where yeah. it's like really nice crowd, good acts, blah blah blah, and then like backyard on a Saturday night, which is just nice normally. Anyway, yeah. he's also like a singer, so. I was a bit.
He gets it. He's yeah. an art. He's
knows,
creative.
He knows how to do it.
He
yeah.
gets the vibe. But generally, never. As a rule, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like doing stand up is one of the least attractive things a person can do.
I don't know.
No, it depends if it goes well.
Yeah.
Doing bad stand up is the least attractive yeah, thing yeah. you can possibly do.
It's like just the thought of it.
But I think anyone being bad at what they're. Passionate about
yeah.
or have dedicated their life is just it's the ultimate yeah. ick.
Exactly. Ugh. That's why it's like if you invite someone and it backfires, because then where do you go? You're like, well, it's not normally like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, and they yeah. don't believe you. They totally. Don't understand. Yeah. I had that with my housemates. I never let them come, and then I let them come to one gig just because yeah. it like coincided on my birthday. It was a good venue. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Yeah. I died a death.
Did you yeah. actually die? Or was it just like a fine?
No, it was bad.
Oh, right.
And I could like hear them. Laughing.
Oh yeah, that's, you know what that's I mean? Not good. Yeah.
Horrendous.
And it was like I'd even warned them. This is why I hadn't invited them the whole time. I was like, you can never predict the audience. You can yeah. like I'd given them all the info, but still afterwards I could tell they were like, oh no, she's shit.
Yeah. yeah.
She's bad at this.
And that's it. Sometimes oh. like family don't get it. Like a friend will be like, oh, can I come and see you? And I'm like, yeah, you can come to this gig in November.
yeah.
And they're like, you gig all the time. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want you there.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want
if
you
you're doing guys. A fucking if you're, I don't know, pitching a product to some clients. Do you want me in the room? Obviously not.
Oh, the yeah. worst time I've... Did you hear about... Because obviously you were a former Bristol comedian. Did you hear about that gig that everyone did for a...
She sounds like she's died.
former.
Yeah. They stripped me of my title.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that... Did you ever hear tell of a gig that was done in a marquee
speaking
for
a sort
brewery.
Of 18th century language today. Did you hear tell?
You read a dictionary.
Heaven forbid.
I don't know. Why am I
it's
speaking
good
like
stuff.
That?
Yeah. Good stuff. Good for you.
No, did you hear about the gig that people did for a brewery? Like Bath Brewery Company or someone like that? And it was all outside?
No. Someone, I did one like in a brewery.
No, this probably would have been before you started stand-up, to be fair, because it was just as I was starting.
Okay.
But it was like a one-off gig. But... they were giving out free pints as part of the gig, and it was outside the Primark in the centre of Bristol.
Centre. When you talk about Bristol, you Primark. Have to use the accent.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just under a marquee, like in the middle of the day on a weekday.
Oh no!
So the only people who wanted free beers were
gosh, yeah,
like rough sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
the correct term?
Yeah, I think that sounds yeah. pretty PC to
but,
me.
No offense, Alfie.
You mean you've already called sheltered housing for people with mental disabilities an asylum?
Ah, that wasn't on mic, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the reason of bringing that up?
I nearly did a callback to it earlier, and I was like, no, wait, yeah, but it's not in it.
It's on mic now.
I also said it accidentally.
Yeah,
so it's just like an inbuilt ignorance yeah. and
that famous defense.
Yeah. But I was doing, I was just absolutely dying my ass in the middle of the street in outside Cabot Circus in the centre of Bristol.
Mm.
And at that moment, two of my friends from uni oh. had never no. seen me do comedy just
no.
walk past. Oh. And they saw me just like, at that point, I was doing a down off with a homeless
that's
guy.
Hilarious.
Oh, well, no, that's iconic. That's quite
yeah,
cool.
It doesn't look cool. Because I was like, yeah, I'm doing comedy now. It's going pretty well.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I, like, yeah. downing a pint. And then that guy. Well, I've probably had to cut this out. He grabbed the mic off me, shouted the N-bomb, and then
gosh,
ran off.
Jesus.
And he was white.
I didn't think we have to cut that out. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, yeah.
Unless you think... Unless
and Jamie's like, it was so funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, he killed. Best act of the night.
He's now opening for me on my tour.
I gave him a round of applause.
Just grabs us, just screams one word, and then runs off.
I think we'll have to cut this out.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's always such sod's law, isn't it? Like when you don't invite people to a marquee gig, because you're like, you smash.
Yep.
And then, as you say, when you invite people to a gig, it's just a disaster.
I think it's like people, like singers, or they don't understand.
Yeah.
Because I think with like actors or people like, their other people's understanding of a show is that it's like the same every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like they want you to come, and you can come any night and just come see the show, and it'll be the same. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. There are so many factors I cannot control.
I feel like theatres and singing, they're all like subjective as well. And obviously comedy is subjective, but like if people aren't laughing, that feels like an objective measure. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas like any play, people are going to clap at the end.
And also I think you feel like the atmosphere, like if I watch like one show in an audience that's loving it, I'm going to also feel like I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Whereas
even
if it's the exact same show, if I sit in an audience that aren't loving I'll probably be like, oh, it wasn't that funny. Like you get carried with the like atmosphere.
It's just so cringe. Like people have like gathered in a room with the sole intention of having a laugh. Then you go on and just like completely stop them from doing that.
Yeah,
it's like, what am I doing?
Yeah, it is hilarious.
Dirty Laundry.
Hello, listeners. Producer Alfie here. Just interrupting to say hi.
Hi.
And to also tell you that the conversation the guys were just having, they go on further to talk about dying on stage at the Comedy Store. That is bonus material. You can listen to that and more bonus material on the Patreon account. Yes, you go to patreon.com/dirtylaundry_pod. You can sign up and get all your Dirty Laundry kicks. Go and listen to more of your favourite Dirty Launders. In the meantime, I'll let you get back to this podcast. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Dirty Laundry.
Right, so this next section of the podcast is called Our Gripe of the Week, where basically me and Mark live together. We do things that annoy each other. So this is our opportunity to air our Dirty Laundry. And that's the name of the podcast, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that? It's called Dirty Laundry.
We normally give as few details as possible to guess.
whose gripe would you like to hear first? And then we ask you to sort of Alan Sugar judge it and tell us what we should have done.
Alan Sugar judge it?
You know, at the end of The Apprentice, when he's like, did this wrong, you're in the right.
Sure.
I think she probably could have got the premise with just the word judge.
I think they don't famously know it for the judging. Like it. Judge Judy, maybe?
Judge Judy.
Yes, very good.
Judy Justice now.
It's
changed. They've moved channel.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
interesting.
So you got a Judy Justice.
Judy Justice.
Judy Justice.
Jamie Mark.
Oh,
or Jerry... What was his
Seinfeld.
Name?
Springer.
No, not Jerry Springer. Not
Jerry
Seinfeld.
Springer. Oh, right.
You've got to write a sitcom about it. Jerry Springer. Yeah,
yeah, the end.
So whose gripe would you like to hear first?
I'll hear Jamie's.
Everyone wants to hear yours first.
No, I'm just bursting with things to say.
Do you feel all right, that? Well, you can go
first if you want. No. We'll stay, but don't you feel that, Alfie? It's always,
Why do you think that is? Why did you want to hear me first?
He's just a lot, isn't he?
for the listener, Abby was pointing at me.
I didn't know who you were. Because I've been told regularly I'm not enough. But anyway.
Exactly. We'll start with that and then finish on a high.
If we could have a biological child.
Oh, it'd be just right.
There would be
there's
enough.
A thing you can do. You can take the nucleus of a sperm, replace it with the nucleus of an egg.
No way.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
They can make...
well, you can do anything. We can say anything.
It's not quite that, but with kind of genetic engineering now, they can basically give a baby some of the attributes of three parents.
Whoa. Isn't that like designer babies, though? Aren't we meant to be anti that?
Yes and no. I guess there's arguments pro and against. Like if a gay couple wanted to have a kid and wanted
but
it
you're
to
anti
have...
that, Abby, are you?
What?
Gay couple having kids, you're
incredibly
anti.
Incredibly so. Yeah. Disgusting.
I'm pretty anti that.
But what, we're not a gay couple, we're just two blokes who want to have a kid.
You just want to have a kid.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. There's nothing
not
gay.
In a gay way.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing gay about this. In a test tube kind of way. In a very sterile
We don't want to touch.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if we had a little podcast kid.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that to a child.
No.
He was raised solely for the benefit of the podcast.
To usurp Alfie as producer.
this kid's name is Have a Word.
Right.
Okay. James.
Let's hear your gripe.
So my gripe is, so currently, listeners will know, this is a 4-bedroom house. Do you mind me saying?
No, that's fine, yeah.
4-bedroom house. There's 3 tenants, which means there is a spare room.
Wow.
I'm currently in the spare room because my room has got damp in it, right? Which Mark has, after a couple of months, started to sort out, and which is nice. But it means that all my stuff is in my existing room, but I'm staying in the spare room, right? And now Mark had a friend who wanted to stay last week. Normally they'd stay in the spare room.
We can name him, I think. Will D.
Will, just staying around, nice guy. But he needed to stay around in one of the 4 rooms, right? So we've got my room, which has got all my stuff in it, which I need to get. We've got the spare room, which is where I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. There's Mark's room, who is away for the weekend, and Carla's room, who is also away for the weekend. So 2 empty rooms, 1 room that gets used with my stuff in, and 1 that I'm sleeping in.
Yep.
Which room do you think Will should have stayed in out of those 4?
Mark's,
yeah. Mark initially suggested he stayed in my room, even though his room was completely empty.
What, the one with damp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's also like...
That's emptier than not.
He's getting a free room.
But I need to go there and get my stuff. Like, my towels in there, my clothes are in there.
And you can't move those.
I can't move all of my clothes into my spare room.
You need all of your clothes.
All of your clothes between midnight and 7 a.m.
Do you have like a little clueless try-on wardrobe?
No, so you know exactly what you're going to need.
Can I just say, all of your clothes are the same?
Yeah, that is true.
You wear a striped t-shirt every day.
Sometimes plain t-shirts, actually. But anyway.
Whoa!
No, but I don't know what I'm going to need from my room. Right. Yeah, and if there's someone sleeping there, it's a bit awkward for me to get it, right?
No, your point is totally fair, but Will was here and was going to be here from like midnight till 7 a.m.
So you didn't tell me that, to be fair. You said he's staying for the weekend, so I actually thought it was 2 nights.
Oh, right. I should have clarified. Just a Saturday night. But my point was, if he stays in my bed, I have to change the sheets on the Sunday when I come back from a weekend in Edinburgh, really hungover, which I desperately didn't want to do, but did, fine. But if he's just in your bed for like 7 hours, you're not sleeping in there for the medium term anyway.
If it is just one evening, that is different. But you did say the weekend.
Fair enough. Well, let's have a quick look at what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually, if you book a hotel for a weekend, that is 1 night.
No, that's 2 nights.
Well, no. Were you travelling up? When are you travelling up? That's a long weekend then. He didn't say you stayed for a long weekend.
A weekend is including the Thursday. Take a day off work.
That's absolute bollocks. That's nonsense. No, that's not true at all. The weekend is Saturday, Sunday. That's a weekend.
No, the weekend's Friday, Saturday.
Absolutely not. No.
In the comedy world, it's Friday, Saturday.
Well,
you wouldn't know, Abby.
No, Saturday, Sunday is the weekend. A long weekend is you've got a bank holiday Friday or a bank holiday Monday. Now, did he say he was staying for the bank holiday weekend?
I think Mark just said the weekend.
This is actually fair from you. I said, hi, mate. Me and Carla both away sat sun, but Will D has asked if he can stay again. But the previous time he did only stay 1 night. So I suppose I was just suggesting a rinse and repeat. But no, I think your point is fair. And definitely if it was a long weekend, then yeah, that is the case. But because it was an in and out and I really couldn't be asked, as I said, to have to change my sheets afterwards, I was just like, well, surely there's like 7 hours where you're not going to be. But fair enough. You didn't know that was
so,
the...
Yeah, so my thinking at the time, and obviously we now... This is a good thing about we're resolving real
lovely
problems. But I thought, you know...
Do I need to be here for this?
But it's great that Abby's managed to slice in with some negs on your clothing, on your ability to just take things out of your room for a short period of time.
I feel like you can carry a towel.
I want my towel. Oh,
Will's in there. I was thinking, you know, Mark's the landlord of this house. You know, he probably shouldn't be getting his subjects to surrender their rooms.
Yeah, but you've got 2 rooms at the moment. So
think... is Will not your friend? Do you not? Are you saying you don't like Will?
I hate him.
You're always banging on about how much you love him.
I like it. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
But he's your friend.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But anyway, I thought that, you know, there was a possibility that Jamie might surrender the bed in one of his two rooms for a 7-hour period, but obviously proven.
Fair, you've not doubled my rent while I've had two rooms.
No, but I also
haven't. That would be an insane thing.
I haven't dealt with a health issue for about four months.
And I was very seriously ill. Yeah.
So, swings and roundabouts.
Dirty laundry.
Did I do my great?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jamie did the stand-up sketch show, which is fantastic. Great career moment. Really happy
thank
for
you,
him.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Very well deserved. did the gig version a couple of months ago at Up the Creek. Mm-hmm. I came along to support. It was brilliant. Guy.
Yeah, and no, I was really touched by that.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Did really well. Got a bloody punctured tyre on the way back.
You drove?
No, cycled.
Oh, okay.
So I had to get a bloody Uber XL. Anyway,
landlord driving.
Uber XL. Uber.
That's two descriptions. Yeah. Anyway, Jamie then does records the TV bit on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is a bit where two scantily clad men. Mm-hmm. One of them has to jump into the river.
Two incredibly muscular, scantily clad men.
Yeah, yeah. And as is my knowledge of the stand-up sketch show, Paul Moore, shout out, lovely guy.
Great
but
guy.
You can basically ask if your mates can be extras in it.
Yeah.
So Jamie doesn't do that, irrespective, first of all, of the scantily mm-hmm. clad men, doesn't say, oh, do you know what? It'd be fun if my mate Mark was an extra in it. But then even knowing that there's going to be these two beautiful men... Mm-hmm. scantily clad, involved in the sketch.
Oh, sorry, you want to hit on those men. I thought you were being like, why doesn't he think I'm beautiful?
Oh, no, not that. Well, that too. You've introduced another
type. Stunning, scantily clad men. How is this not my casting call?
Why is he hiring actors? He's got one right here.
What's so funny, though, is that there was only room for one. So the two scantily clad men were there. I was there. The other role was man drowning, the scantily clad man rescue from a river.
That's the dream role.
That's the perfect role.
Yeah.
Because he would have rescued
you. And then there's a lot of like weighing around and they're like holding you.
I think we should just get a shot where they fuck me. just in case you need it.
So this is maybe why I didn't get you involved in the sketch.
So who did you pick as man drowning?
No, I actually didn't pick anyone in the end.
No, he didn't pick anyone. Anyway, my gripe is, you know, it would have been nice to have been asked to be involved.
Does he have any others?
No, just did one.
Just did one.
Yeah. Thanks. So
thanks, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you. No,
and how many did you record? And how many?
Three. No, but it was meant to be zero, and then ended up being one. So actually, I'm very happy with that.
That's very
good. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so long story short, my gripe is for not involving me in this
not being
sexy,
a good wingman.
Sexy sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that I'm doing a sexy sketch, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good odds on that at the start of the year.
Yeah, quite.
Who's going to record the sexiest sketch of 2024?
Was it really sexy?
Honestly, two of the most beautiful men I've ever seen in my life.
And this is crazy. So Jamie showed them to me. I added them both on Instagram immediately, obviously. And then one of them messaged me.
Oh, no, that's so embarrassing.
No, it's not. I mean, the messages were like, they weren't like sexy.
What did he say?
He was like, oh, you've got a big following, how did you get that? And then I just said like posting skits, and then presumably he saw they were all about being gay, so it was like, oh, I should probably stop having this conversation in case I lead him down.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
No, it was fine, but just quite amusing that he actually messaged me.
Wait, so you don't want to get with him?
No,
I think they were both straight as far as I know.
Yeah, I'd be bang up for it, but I mean, that's the impression I get. In case they're listening.
Straight guys have really high standards when it comes to going out with guys that I find.
Oh, yeah, weird. I can't find it.
I know their names.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Hello, mate. You also go in very casually. Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
Never spoken before.
Did you, were you really excited in that moment because you thought...
No, I didn't think it was going to be anything.
Good, man. Just at work, man. So many mans and mates.
Yeah.
This is how...
Every single mate makes him straight.
You got a big following. How did you achieve that? Just posting like comedy skits as reels. Just posting like comedy.
That's real.
Because comedy skits is real. Real.
Yeah, so can you just explain how that works again?
Obviously, that's really like embarrassing for me, but I mean, what
could you say?
Is this? Can we see his profile?
Yeah, by all means. Alfie whispering sweet nothings into Abby's ear. Yeah.
Alfie's whispering message him.
No, Abby, you're too good for that.
Who's this guy?
Right, so Abby, okay. Those are our two gripes.
Whose do you think wins? Whose do you think is most reasonable?
What should we do differently?
Yeah.
Difficult because I'm now distracted by dog.
Yeah.
No, difficult because one is a house situation and one is a professional situation. Mm. That's been made very unprofessional, but still a professional.
But I think they're both a friend situation.
I put my professional.
No, I'd say the first is a landlord.
Yeah, yeah.
situation.
And you consider that to be a valid profession, do you? Yeah. So-called left-wing comedian.
As I'm always saying.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'd say the landlord one's pretty bad because, I mean, we all hate landlords.
Mm-hmm. True.
Well,
apart from me, but yeah.
Haven't fixed the damp.
That's not being called into account.
Is it
account
not
here.
Part of it?
No, that can't be included.
That's been stricken from the record.
That's been judged
I've
on previous.
Had that as a gripe.
Oh, you've already had that.
We've got to focus in on the
So it's giving away the bedroom.
Yeah.
I would say it's quite bad.
A bed that is not
nominateering my bedroom.
A bed that hasn't been
But
slept
it's also
in.
It's giving this guest a dangerous room with damp.
No, because I've now stripped away the damp and dehumidify the room for the last
few weeks. I would say, to be fair, TBF, that does then make it the spare room.
Yeah, exactly. It's now the spare room.
It is the spare room.
The spare room with all of my worldly possessions in.
All of you, your t-shirts and towels.
Why have you not moved back in?
I don't know. Why haven't I?
You could move in. But it's no longer a health hazard.
Yeah, I don't think it's a health hazard. Or certainly not for one night.
Right, so I can do one night on, one night off.
Yeah, well, knowing you.
Well, now I can grab my stuff.
Sorry, why am I getting bullied for having stuff in my room? Most of us here have got
just
bedrooms.
Not enough stuff to last the night.
Yeah, how are you
going to
manage Edinburgh Fringe? You've got to pop home every time. Yeah. Every day, I need a new outfit.
Don't have any stuff anyway.
Doesn't even make sense. I've got loads of stuff.
That one's hard. That one's hard because I would say it's annoying, but I would say also Jamie's being.
I think if Jamie, for example,
a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Jamie had a mate to stay over. If Tom Critchley wanted to stay over,
he's my best
friend. You just whack him in the spare room for a night, right?
Yeah.
Which is currently your room.
Yeah, but I guess because you weren't there and it is your friend.
But Jamie knows this guy well. If it was someone Jamie didn't know, then I totally agreed. But Jamie knows him well.
And then the stand up sketch show, I'd agree. I think it is your responsibility to put your friends in your sketch.
Yeah.
Particularly when it's a sexy one.
I don't know. I'd say actually maybe that's a professional risk for Jamie.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair point.
But I'd say even if the like part wasn't necessary, why can't... the story is you're just like sat outside a pub, right?
Yeah,
I could have just been an extra.
He could have just been sat with you on the table.
Yeah, in fact, I had two friends at the table with me.
Oh, well, so you didn't mention, you said it was only Drowning Man.
Yeah.
Two friends.
Could have been Alfie as well.
Could have been Alfie as well.
And we could have promoted the podcast in it. Imagine we're having casual chat. Have you listened to Dirty
Laundry Merch?
Yeah, in that case, I think Mark wins. There was 100% a place for him.
That's massive.
Yeah.
You could have got him a little thing on his CV.
Yeah.
A little career step up.
He's having a great career.
I could have put on this post, on this Edinburgh poster, as seen on ITV.
Yeah.
As cut from stand-up sketch.
As seen in the background on ITV too.
Hey, nobody checks.
Yeah, exactly.
Counts.
Yeah.
Dirty Laundry.
What are you most grateful for in this life?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it can't be something that people have said before.
So people have done the classics like friends, family, meat.
Yeah, one of our friends said.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm just.
It can be very lighthearted though. Someone did.
Or it can be really deep and serious.
Yeah.
Something I'm grateful for.
Well, clearly not that iced coffee. No, I'm totally joking. Don't worry about it.
Can I? I'm gonna say cats.
I think that's fair.
That's a bit of a neg on Betty.
I'd say animals, but. That's too wide reaching.
We've already had meat, I guess.
Oh, Susan. Very good.
Okay,
so this will be released next Tuesday. Is there anything you'd like to plug coming up?
Yeah. everything. You can find me online at Abby Clark Comedy, and in my link tree is all the links to all my work in progress shows in the run up to Edinburgh Fringe, where I'm doing my debut. It's called Role Model at Pleasance Beneath.
Fantastic.
Hold on.
And Abby is a great comic and a great sketch maker. Is that what you call yourself? Sketch maker. No. I sound like a nan trying to describe what you do.
Well, you do comedy skits
as
reels.
Comedy skits as reels.
Some of the best comedy skits and reels I've ever seen, mate.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Listen, comedy skits as reels, mate.
Great. I'm glad this has turned into the roast of me.
Mark's Riz.
Yeah. Very good. Yes, make sure you follow Abby. Go and catch her at a show. Brilliant comic. And make sure you follow Alfie at Alfie Evers Comedy, although obviously you didn't actually hear him at all in this.
But he was here in spirit. I think he's
in the episode a lot. Yeah. We just don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like he's going to dub himself over. Yeah. Make sure you follow Jamie at Jamie is a Joke.
Thank you.
Make sure you follow me at Mark Bittlestone. Please remember to like, listen. Well, you're listening. Please remember to like.
Continue listening.
Yeah, please remember to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, leave us a nice review. We've got 76 lovely reviews now on Spotify, which is fantastic. Thank you all so much for those. We're up to like 4.8 or 4.9, I think. So
this is so like relaxed and chill. You're just reeling it off. Yeah. And smashing it.
There must be a couple of fours in there though, which is a bit disappointing. So if you feel like going back and anyway,
whoever that was, fuck off.
Fuck off.
You fucking
yeah. Oh, great. Brilliant. Keep that in. Yeah. Good. Well, thanks so much, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.
Dirty Laundry.